Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Hi, this is David Lee of Prevent Connect, and I am pleased this morning to be able to talk to Allison Basinger of Safe Home in Johnson County, Kansas. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning, David.
I am really glad to be able to have a chance to talk to you because you have written and direct a play called The Outrage that recently won an award from the Safe States Alliance. It was their 2010 Innovative Initiative of the Year. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. We're really excited about it. Yeah, thank you.
The Safe States Alliance is a professional association of people involved in injury prevention, and every year they try to highlight one of their top initiatives to try to reduce injuries. And what they've done this year is actually selected a dating violence prevention program that Allison has written, and the play is called The Outrage. Can you please describe what The Outrage is?
The Outrage is a 25-minute performance piece. It's got about six different little scenes throughout it. Eight high school students are trained in teen dating violence and sexual assault, domestic violence information, and they go through about 30 hours of training specific to those topics. And then on top of that, they go through practice and training time to actually learn the performance piece. And then they go out into the school and they perform this piece, mostly in school assemblies is where our experience has been, but the community is really starting to grab onto it as well. And afterwards, there's a talkback session where the students in the audience ask questions of the student performers. And we've just found that that has been really effective because high school students, middle school students, they don't want to talk to old people about dating violence and their problems. So having these high school students there to answer the questions has just been really effective.
Allison, let's talk about the themes of The Outrage, because I think it's really an important way that we can see how you're using theater to be able to make some really important points in your prevention program. So the first theme is that you really make the prevalence data come alive. How do you do that?
The actors on the stage are actually physically counting the audience members off and having them stand up so that there's a real visual to the people in the audience what those statistics mean, as opposed to just stating statistics that really don't then mean anything or that they could let the people in the audience, it just goes over their heads.
In another scene following a depiction of an incident between a boyfriend and a girlfriend where abuse takes place, you see the girl talking with her father afterwards. Can you talk about what the message is that you're trying to get across with that scene?
The foundational principle in that setting is talk to somebody and talk to an adult, because it's great to go to a friend, but sometimes friends, particularly when there are peers, they don't have the real knowledge of what to do with that situation. So talk to an adult. And oftentimes we say, if it would be weird to have a conversation like that with your dad, find a different adult where it wouldn't be as weird. I mean, having this conversation is probably always going to be weird, but maybe a mom or a friend's mom or a counselor at the school, but talk to an adult about it. Report it.
The part which I find really important about this play is that you're not just talking about how to respond, but really looking at how to address some of the root causes behind this and to be able to think about some of the ways that we can prevent this. And one way you do that is you talk about the influences of media and how that influences this. Can you talk a little bit about what you do around media?
We're so inundated by the media that we don't even stop to think about what messages we're receiving and how many of those messages we're receiving a day. So we really encourage the audience to think about what the messages in magazines and TVs and movies are really telling us about our gender roles. Specifically speaking, those gender roles of a guy having lots of sex and being really cool because he does, and a girl being really easy, but then the contradictory response that she receives is that she's kind of a slut. So really paying attention to media. What are we being sold? We're oftentimes not being sold the product, but we're being sold a message.
And that's an important piece of being able to understand some of the context and thinking about how they can make change. Ironically, or maybe not so ironically, this play is a production of media that's really countering those messages. And just by performing The Outrage, you're indeed undermining those very problems that you're naming. Now, the next part is you go back to the same scene of the boyfriend and the girlfriend, but this time you model positive bystander interventions. Can you describe that briefly?
Something that we really encourage our students to do a lot in the curriculum that we also teach here at Safe Home is to use your voice. Use your voice. And although that's a really scary thing to do sometimes, that really can make or break a situation. And so modeling for the students in the audience how to appropriately, right, because a lot of times students are aggressive then when they use their voice, and then that usually backfires because nobody likes an aggressive message in their face. So modeling for the students an assertive way to break up the situation and speak your mind, use your voice to say, look, your behavior is not okay, to the boyfriend, and to the girlfriend saying, this isn't okay, you got to get some help.
Right. Then the next piece is really looking at consent and addressing the issues of consent. And I think that that's another important place that you're in your work. And then the final piece, where actually the last two scenes of it, is a monologue. And then once again, returning to the beginning of realizing this is in the room. And as you said, you're sort of giving a charge to action. Can you just, what is that action that you're asking for from your audience?
Well, just again by repeating, it really is here, and we hope now throughout seeing the outrage that they really do recognize how prevalent it is. And then you've been educated, you know the facts, so now go and do something about it. The last thing that all the performers say together in unison is change the rage in this room. So really leaving with them a sense of responsibility that now, okay, I know what I can look for. I know what I should be aware of, and I need to do something about it instead of just, well, somebody else will take care of that. But I need to do something about it.
And all of your actors, as peers to their audience, are actually modeling that they are doing something about this. Now, part of what we see is developing effective prevention programs is that a play itself is not sufficient. But when you start adding to the play that you're having students being the actors, and that you start complementing this with the curriculum that you're doing in your schools, and you start being able to complement this in other work Safe Home is doing in the community, it's a way that you're working to really change the norms. And that, I think, is an important piece of how to be able to do prevention. I'm really excited to hear about this and glad to hear how you're using the arts to advance prevention of sexual assault and domestic violence. Congratulations on the award. You can go to the Safe Home website and be able to see the play.
The whole thing is actually there. So www.safehome-ks.org, and the whole performance is there to be seen.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Allison. I enjoyed speaking with you, and good luck.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CalCASA.org.